Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The first results of Parcoursup for students will be unveiled tonight at 7 o'clock for 900,000 registered candidates. These candidates will get a first idea of their options, even if for some the obstacle course is far from over. Candidates will have until Sunday to accept, reject, or put on hold the proposals they are offered. The anesthesiologist of Besançon will remain in custody until tomorrow morning. Frédéric Péchier is already indicted for 7 poisonings, but is a suspect in about 50 other cases. The 47-year-old doctor continues to proclaim his innocence. Also in the news, the buyback of Ascoval will take place, as promised by the Minister of Economy, Bruno Le Maire. The French state and British Steel have unblocked the necessary funds to save the steelworks of Saint-Saulve in the north, which is a relief for 270 employees. After years of legal soap opera, the future of the company was once again compromised due to the financial difficulties of its main buyer. And today is the third day of trial for the Balkany couple accused of hiding part of their income from French tax authorities. For the first time, Patrick Balkany spoke in court as he was questioned by the judges of the Criminal Court of Paris. During a short break this afternoon, the mayor of Levallois accused the court of having completely overvalued his estate. We'll end with cinema and the Cannes Film Festival. The first French film will be presented tonight. It will be Les Misérables, directed by Ladji Li, the true story of a police blunder in Montfermeil, Seine-Saint-Denis in 2008. And the American John Carpenter, the master of science fiction, is awarded today the Golden Coach, a prize which rewards the entirety of his work, such as the movie Halloween, released in 1978. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.